We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You make me feel like
it. All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 9 days to the Super Bowl. And one day, tomorrow, to the anniversary of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 52, five-year anniversary tomorrow. I'm sure a few people throughout the Delaware Valley will probably crank up watching Super Bowl 52. If you remember, mine got taken away from me. Now, I know you can YouTube it and then get it on your TV, but I had it in the system, John.
Yeah.
And then I taped other stuff, and I didn't know that you can lose things that get deleted if you then add on other stuff. So mine is no longer in my DVR.
Yeah, you didn't keep track of your DVR load.
I didn't know. I didn't know there was load. I didn't know you had load management.
Yes.
But apparently, DVR load management. Who would have thought?
Who knew?
Who knew? I found out that, you know, not going to make that mistake again. We'll get to, speaking of load management, Joel Embiid doesn't do it too often anymore. And he's got a great shot at winning the MVP. We'll get to whether people think he will win the MVP. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to Jack right now in Bristol. Hello, Jack.
How you doing, guys?
Great, Jack.
Hey, John, props for using the word inculcate in a sentence. I haven't heard the word since college. Good job.
Oh, thanks.
He's a vocab master, this guy.
Oh, incredible, incredible. Anyway, I'm hearing all these people with the negativity and, oh, I don't feel fulfilled because they didn't play tough. And it's just getting to the point, like, if the Eagles beat God, people would say, well, it was played on Sunday and he rested on Sunday. So,
that's a good line.
You know, when's enough enough? I mean, San Francisco, if they'd have won last week, wouldn't say, well, we really didn't do great because Jalen was hurt, Avonte Maddox was out, and Lane Johnson's got an adductor problem. They just said, we kicked their ass, pardon me. And you know, that's that. So I don't know why, and that's the negative thing. Unless they're eating a roll of Rolaids watching the game, people aren't happy. I'm ecstatic.
Most people are really happy. There's been a little bit of what you're describing, but I don't think a huge dose of it. I mean, I will say, Jack, this, it has been a strange year in this way. They are about to play for the championship, and it does feel that they haven't really beaten anyone that's truly great and truly healthy at the same time. I mean, that's strange. That's strange.
If they got 17 forfeits and we went to the Super Bowl, I'd still be happy.
I get it. I mean, I'm happy too. Jack, give me an answer, man. Who's a feisty character from a movie or a TV show?
This goes way back, and it actually made it on the T-shirts and all, but Holly Holiday from Alice, Flo, Kiss My Grits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, John loves her.
I do.
Just loves her.
Man, yeah, every day when I was getting ready to go to kindergarten, Alice would be on. It was Greatest American Hero on at 11:30 or at 11, and then Alice was on right around noon.
Yep.
I watched Alice every day, and Flo was sassy.
Say what she would say.
Kiss my grits.
Well done, John. Very well done.
No one says that anymore.
No one says it. That is 100% correct.
Lost to the years.
Let's go to Brian right now. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Joe. Hey, John. How are you guys?
Super, Brian.
Hey, Joe, I got to tell you real quick. You are a role model to my sons. I show them each week. I have them listen to Beat the Hammer they can see how to win with, just class and grace and humility. So I got a phone
teaching
call from my kids' teacher. I got a phone call from my kids' teacher the other day. He won the spelling bee in the classroom, and he stood up on his desk. He yelled, "That's what you do." So thank you for that.
Oh my God! That's the greatest thing I've ever.
Well, I think he's joking.
That's a bit of an exaggeration. I'm joking. They do love to beat the hammer.
Your point though is well taken.
Joe's training them poorly.
Brian, to be very clear, Charles Barkley said it many years ago. Not a role model. I never claimed to be one.
That's fair. That's fair enough. And I will say, any segment of Beat the Hammer that also references one of the best Superman scenes when he comes back and gets the trucker at the end. That was just that was good stuff.
Spins that guy around.
Yeah.
Throws him into the pinball machine.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lays down the money for the couple so that they can pay for the damages.
Yeah. Kind of tips up his glasses with his finger. That's one of the best things.
Totally, man.
hey, you know, one quick thing I just have for today, because you talked about the Gannon thing that I was going to talk about. But, you know, you were talking earlier about how there haven't been a lot of memorable moments like the 2017 season. And
yep.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, unbelievable moments from that season. But I was actually telling my boys when we were watching the NFC Championship, I said, I've been an Eagles fan for over 40 years. And I said, never in your lifetime again will you probably see an entire season where you don't have any nail biters. You know what I mean? One or two, the Colts game, which we were lucky to be at. But I said, that's dominant football you just don't see. And I think that's a bit underappreciated because this team has not had many close games. So I don't think we've had the moments because we've just been that dominant, which to me, that's what makes this season so special. While we'll look back on it with such fondness, because you'll never see an Eagles season again with this much dominance.
Well, listen, Brent, I agree with you. And we've referenced the 83 Sixers, and it is similar in that regard. I mean, the 83 Sixers, just not only in the regular season, but the playoffs, I mean, turned into I mean, they demolished the Lakers in the finals, and they demolished all the teams to get there. So it's, yeah, this is a level of dominance that's very rare. Very, very rare. Brian, give me a big answer, a feisty character, movie or TV.
Best TV show of all time. I'm going to go with Carla Tortelli.
Boy,
great answer.
That's a huge answer.
Huge.
I got to tell you, John, I don't know where we're voting here today.
Yeah, it's a lot of good ones today.
I mean, she was.
Got a lot of.
I mean, that was her whole thing.
Ones.
It was the whole bit. Like, that was her. That was the character. Yeah.
I still think when she, if you remember at the very end, she got with Paul. And if they had made it Cliff instead of Paul, they got drunk and her and Paul got together.
Yeah, Cliff would have been better.
I mean, if she'd gotten with Cliff at the end, I mean, because, you know, the way she would just give Cliff a hard time. She hated him. She wasn't a big Paul fan, but what a funny show. I think it's the funniest show I've ever seen. I do believe that. Scott and King of Prussia.
Did
Hi, Scott.
Cliff ever have, like, a love interest?
Cliff had a girlfriend. I think her name was Margaret. Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I forget. I think it was Margaret. There were not many. Mm-hmm. There were not many. Let's go to Scott and King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys.
Maggie.
Greetings.
I think her name was Maggie, I think. Hello, Scott. I'm sorry.
Hi, Scott.
So, great time for us Philly fans. Philly's made it to the World Series. Got the Eagles playing in the Super Bowl. Pressure's on the Sixers to pick up their game, which they are. Hopefully, the all-star slights will maybe tip that over the edge and put that into gear. What do you think about that?
That would be good. And I know that James Harden seems to be annoyed that he was ignored. And I'm certain if I'm Joel Embiid, not being a starter, when probably deserved a share at least of the MVP the last couple of years, like that's a real slap in the face. And they have played better this year, both of them.
No question.
Continue to unite, maybe in this, in the face of adversity. So I expect it.
And a better bench helps, Scott. One of the things I thought that was so obvious last year in the playoffs, they just didn't have the bench, and you know they got a better bench. I mean,
the bench has been outstanding. I've saved the first 2 months of the season when they were non-existent.
Yeah.
They've put it together.
I mean, Melton's been a nice addition, and there's some other dudes that help.
You got to figure out roles, too. You know, a lot of new guys. You got to figure out time, roles, who plays when, all that.
Switching gears to the Eagles. Joe, you were mentioning that you know, if the Eagles lost, it wouldn't be as devastating as the first time, or the feeling wouldn't be as great as if we win.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, kind of like when you lost your virginity, right, and equated to that.
I knew someone was going to bring this
up
today.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I just realized that's something only John and James would know. Sorry.
You can't talk about that, Scott? You got
I can talk about it.
I thought you said only John and James. I was confused.
Well,
I thought you were part of the. Oh, you're not part of the. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
That was a pretty good job by you, Joe.
Yeah. How's that? Scott, you come at me, I'll come right back at you, my man. I mean,
good. That was well done.
Scott, give me other than you a feisty character, movie or TV.
Feisty character. Is there anybody more feisty than Mitch and Rocky?
Wow.
Another monster answer.
It's a monster.
I mean, dude.
Yeah.
That is huge.
This is one of the most, like, this many haymakers for a side I remember in a
while. That's great, man. I like that. All right, 76ers were just referenced. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Small topic within the show today. Something we'll talk about more as the season goes on for them. But as we sit here now, do you think Joel Embiid will win the MVP award this year? I mean, he really has laid great claim to probably deserving it. John, yes, he'll win it. No, he won't. What do you think people voted?
I think we all want to see it. I think that helps the voting. I do think the fact that Jokic got it 2 years in a row hurts his chances for a three-peat. I think people recognize that. So I'm going to say 82% say Joel gets it.
Totally the other way. 76% of people think he will get dogged again.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, that's
– Listen,
I don't think it's as likely as that. Wow. 70. No, that.
This one's wide open, man.
Yeah, and again, like, look, it's happened 2 years in a row. It's fair to assume he won't win it again.
You got to remember, there are people
that
don't like him.
2 years in a row. That's true. People
and he's complained about it. And, see, you know, all that, and people don't like that.
Barry Bonds lost an MVP or two because people did not like him. Writers that would be around him, and it's a bad job by the writers, but it's human nature. It happened. It's not good. I think there are people nationally that don't like Joel Embiid, and they don't want to give that to him. I think that part will hurt him. Look, he obviously could win it. I mean, he's very much in the running, and we'll see. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Dan in Philadelphia right now. Hi, Dan.
Boys, how are we today?
Outstanding.
Joe, can I ask you a question?
Hmm.
Did you and Tom go to the same school for impersonations? Because that was the worst Joe Pesci I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it wasn't great. You're right.
It was like worse than your.
We should have repped Tom more for it.
Oh, well, hold on, tough guy, Dan. Let's hear your Joe Pesci impersonation. Floor is yours.
I can't do impressions, so neither do I. I don't try.
Okay, fair enough. Right? So you go with the wuss approach. Okay.
you got to stay in your lane, Joe.
Okay,
you're always swerving, but you know I appreciate your effort. Boy, that was a bad, bad Joe Pesci. Hey, listen, talking about the Eagles, like, obviously I was confident. I'm pretty sure we're going to win. But after hearing Brian Baldinger, who, like, he preaches gospel to me, his take this morning, it almost sounded like he would bet his entire fortune that the Eagles would win. Like, he broke down matchups to positions. I don't know. He put me way over the top. I'm, like, 98% sure we're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs now. We're going to win our second Super Bowl.
Yeah, I feel very comfortable in my assertion, in my place where I sit with this team right now. And I think that's part of why this year is more special than 17. It has been a year of dominance. We won 14 freaking games.
Yeah.
And by the way, they didn't really try to win the last four. Three.
I agree.
They just needed one, and it was like, hey, we'll lie down and see if one falls in our lap. We have been dominant. We will continue to dominate. I didn't hear what Baldy said, but we are a better team than this Chiefs team.
I mean, Dan, I
feel nothing but tape. That's all he watches.
Yeah, no, I feel very confident too. Dan, give me an answer. Who's feisty, man?
Real quick, I think the Eagles have to take the Bill Belichick approach and just literally take out Travis Kelce, like, you know, take out the best player, and then try to beat us with whoever else is left.
Yeah, and all their wide receivers are on the injury report, which helps that. Yeah, you got to bracket Kelce at all times. He is the focal point. Of the offense.
Who else can beat us?
They don't seem to. It's Andy Reid. He doesn't seem to naturally go with a run. You know, he wants to put it up, and I think, you know, with Mahomes, with the way he can throw it, that makes it easier for him to lean into the pass.
All right, Dan, give me an answer. Feisty character.
I won't do his impression, but Sonny from The Godfather.
Another wow. Massive. I mean, he dies because he's so feisty.
Holy smokes. John, I don't know that we've ever had this many good answers in a row,
yeah.
Let alone in a show.
I think it's a pretty good, like, I don't think we've ever done the who's feisty.
No, it's a good one.
Side topic.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
It's a nice one.
Who came up with that idea today?
That was me.
It was you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, you know. It was you? Once in a while you get one right.
Good for you, Seltzer. Good for you. All right, let's get to, nice job. Let's get to the drop of the week here.
Who's it based on?
Isla Fisher.
Yeah, for Gloria Cleary from Wedding Crashers.
Got it.
You know, who was part feisty and part
spicy.
Spicy. Yeah, we kind of took spicy and made it feisty.
A screw loose, maybe
a little bit.
A little crazy.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
A little crazy. Some of these have been a little crazy as well. That's all right. All right, that drop of the week. We have some fun near the end of the week every week. Some of the best, or sometimes worst of the worst. Let's hit it with the drop of the week. I got a feeling there's going to be a lot in here, and it's going to be pretty good.
There is a ton. We got a lot of stuff. All right. Let's dive in, including going all the way back to last week, the rare post-drop of the week great line. But, Joe, sometimes you just got to give it up. And at my expense, we did Eagles chants. Mine was in there along with, like, four other Eagles callers we had. The Eagles chants end, and you said this.
Well, a lot of passion in there.
That's awesome.
James, what did you think hearing your voice compared to the other four men?
Oh. Look at you trying to win drop of the week after drop of the week's over. Outrageous. That was good work.
It was well placed.
It was a very good line. Speaking of drop of the week last week, we just talked about Eagles chants. We had a few this week, but as usual, Jerry and the truck horn stood out.
Let's go to Jerry right now. What's up, Jerry? Yep. Nice job. Very nice
job. Strong work by Jerry.
Strong.
All right, let's keep it rolling. So we've been hearing these reads from you this week. You know,
what reads?
Kind of a new read. A nude read.
Oh,
maybe?
The nude. Yeah, yeah, John, the nude, the pajamagram. You guys all giggle.
So two things from that. One is actually from the outtakes, just because Mosh gave it to me, and I think it's
so this
quite,
is not from the
this
show?
This is when you're recording, like, the recorded one.
In a size studio.
Just because we could tell, you know, you feel the way we do. This is Joe.
You can order today and save 25% using code NUDE. That's code NUDE. People like that.
There
it is. Yep. Well, that's how I feel every time I read it.
What about today's?
Oh, would you like to hear
a bit of a slip?
A little touch of today's?
I'm sure this was not intended.
So Richie pointed this out. You said this.
No. Sexual, sultry. What? Sexual, sultry.
I'm not supposed to say sexual?
I don't know.
I think it's part of the script.
I don't think it is. It's the first time I've heard you say sexual.
I could look at the script. I've thrown it out because we were done with it, but I think it's in the script.
All right, let's keep it rolling.
Fair enough.
All right, you are usually not good at singing, but you sang a little, you know, Kansas City.
Yep.
And you had a little spin to it.
Kansas City, you're going to get your ass kicked.
I like it.
Thank you.
One of your better singing performances
All right.
This week on the show, sometimes you say ridiculous things. You know, we play the drops.
Who's my man?
And
me!
All that type of stuff, the haughty hammer. But never before in the history of our show, maybe in the history of WIP, has someone been as haughty as OG Wade was with the opening to this call.
Let's go to OG Wade in Chester. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today, man?
Great. Oh, gee.
Wade, you were right about Hurts. I'll say that. And I'll be interested to find out what you think you were wrong about. But you were right about Wentz, were right about Hurts.
Let me give you some knowledge without college here. This is for all the listeners, okay? It ain't a damn thing that I've been wrong about at all. And I'm sorry to say it. I mean, I hope God don't try to punish me for it. But he made me this way. You know what I'm saying? I'm just that good. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost praying for somebody to please prove me wrong in something damn that I say on this damn radio. Well,
it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Man. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Stunning, actually.
Basically, he said God caused this because he made him that way, and there's nothing that could be done about it.
Didn't he go further to say that he himself was a deity?
Yeah, he said something about something. Yeah, there's a piece of God and I don't know. He said something like that. Yeah.
We can only handle so much of that. All right, let's keep it rolling.
Especially when I got that territory covered right here with me.
See, there we go. And now we're back. Now we're back to what we do. All right. We heard you crying earlier today. The extended clip, which, you know, is a little more, maybe a little less funny, a little sweeter when you're talking about your mom and not just, you know, crying. But Rodney McLeod never heard any of it. So we made sure to play it for him.
Thanks for your contributions to the Eagles, man. I mean, that Super Bowl thing. Look, we're coming up next week to the 5-year anniversary.
I mean, yeah. Rodney, wow. Do you know what Joe did on the radio after the Super Bowl? Here, let me play it for you.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
No way.
You did that, Rodney. You did that.
I don't appreciate it.
I didn't even think that was real.
God, no. I'm so embarrassed.
No, what was that voice inflection? Where did that, like, what?
Yeah, that doesn't even sound like
no, that's what I'm saying. Who, yeah, his face. Who was that?
I'm so done with everybody. I have no friends
had
in this
room. Had
it
on command, though. Just a button. It's there.
I'm
forever.
Going home, and the heck with all of you. Getting crushed, man. Getting crushed. Hey. That was funny.
I had to.
Yeah, that was good.
I felt like I had to. Good. Rodney's a good sport. All right.
Oh, he was great.
He was phenomenal. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, we got a classic from you. The old school Mr. T talking to Jalen.
Congratulations to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Good luck in the Super Bowl. I want Balboa, fool.
Pretty good, right?
You had to try to save
by
it.
By far
with the
your
fool.
Best, yeah.
The fool's what I added. The rest is what he tweeted.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's very good.
I now, thought it was pretty solid.
We also had a caller named James who went on the air as Mr. T. Much longer call, but I'll play the funniest part of it. His wasn't quite as good an impression, but pretty funny as well.
You want to talk about Jalen and Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go, Mr.
Why does Patrick look like Mr. Gazoo from the Flintstones wearing that helmet, fool?
Well,
you think Jalen going to lose to the great Gazoo?
That's great.
I don't think he's going to lose.
I don't either. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, tough moment for you on the show. Kind of coming to grips. The fact that you may not be Amy from Villanova's top dog, so to speak. Here it is.
Dude, I can't be Rip.
You can. You can try to approximate Rip.
Listen, I talk about I'm a good-looking guy and all, but
in
the end, I'm just average. I'm just an average-looking guy, and Rip is a man's man, and I'm not Rip. And with that, we shut it down. It's true.
It was tough, man.
It's
you,
true.
You really got in on yourself.
Listen, Rip. Rip's an impressive dude, man, in Yellowstone. I don't got that.
Well,
I don't. I don't have it.
You kept going. There's more.
All right.
Is it possible that Amy has bad judgment as to what is attractive and what's not?
Yeah, she dates me. Yeah, of course. All right, we got to. I'm just being honest.
I mean, that's what I was getting at.
That's what I was thinking.
Right? All right. Well, all right. Well, this is taking a turn now.
Look, though, you know what, though, Joe? It's going to take a turn back your way with these last two here, buddy.
Okay.
Because the first is before another Beat the Hammer victory. You and General Patton.
I kick ass. I'm an ass kicker. That's true, actually.
Pretty good. Yep. I like that. And then finally, it feels like in the first time in months.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this.
We finally got a real hammer.
He loses control.
Oh, it's so good. Here it is. John Gruden is one of them, obviously.
So four coaches faced the role
team. John Gruden,
First off, I assume.
4-1.
Oh, yeah! The hammer is now officially back. You got to get to 3 in a row to get to the point where you can say, listen, I am the hammer and everyone else isn't. And we knew it before, but it's back right in front of everyone's faces, like right in your face. In particular, this guy in Dan Roslin's face, and I'll talk to him in a moment. But, James, because that's victory number 200, and let me see here, 207.
You went on.
Oh, I will, yeah, and I just kept going. That was only a little taste.
A little taste.
What are we doing here, guys?
I couldn't believe how the speed of word flow was.
I was talking like Chip Kelly.
You were flowing, man.
Yeah, no, I was in Chip talk fast mode. So what wins? I don't know, man. There's a lot of big ones here today.
Yeah.
What wins?
I think, like, you crying for Rodney's good. I mean, that's really good. Your joke about me last week was really funny. I mean, I feel like it's you crying for Rodney.
That's fine.
I think so, too.
One more time.
Here we go.
Contributions to the Eagles, man. I mean, that Super Bowl thing. Look, we're coming up next week to the 5-year anniversary.
I mean, Rodney, do you know what Joe did on the radio after the Super Bowl? Here, let me play it for you.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
No way.
You did that, Rodney.
That's great.
Just like, no way.
That's great, man. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to let's go to Wally. By the way, speaking of Super Bowl 52, we will play someone else that cried. after Super Bowl 52 because, you know, if you're just tuning in, five-year anniversary is tomorrow. And James has dug up, John, the great Times Yours call that we received.
Oh, wow.
Vaughn in Maryland's very memorable Times Yours call. Very memorable. We'll get to that shortly. Let's talk to Wally right now in West Philadelphia. Hello, Wally.
What is up, Richie? How you doing, man?
Great, Wally.
Good to hear. Do you know what else anniversary it is this week?
No. Tell me,
February 1st. 29 years. Dookie was released.
Oh.
The greatest album.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Awesome album. Awesome.
Yeah,
band.
I know. And like I said last week, you will always be the guy on stage with Green Day.
Wow. Thanks. That was memorable. I wasn't good, by the way. They gave me a bass, and I was like, I'm not very good at
you
this.
You did play, though?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's super cool.
Richie, you seemed awesome. But so, John, like the fact that anyone could think that it isn't as special is just insane to me. Like, I don't understand. Is your second girlfriend not impressive? Not exciting? Like, I can't fathom how any fool or idiot would think that way.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Every year is a reset, and it's a huge deal. It is the biggest game in the world, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion. And we're about to complete the most dominant season we've ever seen. I take a ton of pride in that. And it's going to look the way we hope, the way we expect. That's amazing. It does not fall off.
Wally, let me ask you a question. The fool's going to ask you a question now. So Michael Jordan jumped from the free throw line. He didn't actually, his foot was on the free throw line, but people like to give him credit for jumping from the free throw line. If you saw him do it the second time, would that awe you as much as seeing him do it the first time?
Richie, what's crazy is when I think about it, I think about, you know, when like Jordan jumped from the free throw line and the first time you thought it was like pretty cool. The second time you're like, oh, that's legit. Like, Jordan can legitimately
Well played,
do that.
Wally.
He reinforces
all right.
the greatness.
Wally, give me a feisty character.
So, Richie, the first person I thought of was Olivia Soprano, but she was taken.
Yes.
So Sopranos could pretty much win anything in any category. So I'm going to go the person who ended up killing someone, Janice Soprano.
Boy, she was feisty,
too.
Yeah, she was.
Much.
Yeah,
there's a bit there by Wally.
That was pretty funny.
Remember when
he should get it? He should get a name. He's got a bad name.
Was it like
what? No, he does. It works for Wally Joyner, but it doesn't work for this Wally.
What about Wally Zerbiak?
Well, it worked for Wally Zerbiak in college basketball. It didn't work for him in the pros.
That's a good point.
In the pros, he
did make a lot of money.
He made a lot of money, and he's parlayed the whole thing that he's on that CBS, you know, when they do March Madness. So good for him. But like Wally World, was a college basketball thing.
I don't think you can taunt callers for their
name.
Oh, I'm
good at
it.
No, he does it all the time.
No, yeah, especially when Wally's not going to address the hammer. I'm coming right back at you, Wally.
Do you remember we just noticed after like 2 years of Dennis from Mount Laurel calling, you're like, hey, wait a minute, Dennis, why don't you ever say hi to Richie?
I know, and I regretted that after doing that because I kind of liked when he only talked to me. He really did.
It was wild. Like,
for
it was,
years.
Yeah, for years. And I never noticed it. And you pointed it out. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
Where's he been, by the way? We need Dennis.
He's called like in the last month.
Call the show, man. Let's go to Jonathan right now in Norristown. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how's you guys doing today?
Just super.
Awesome. I'm excited about next week. I want to use two different sports to describe next weekend as a reference. The hat trick, you're going to have – Hurts throw for three touchdowns, hitting both receivers, and Dallas for a touchdown.
Okay.
And then the cycle. All four will score, including Hurts himself.
Could happen.
It will happen.
Eagles do run it in a lot, though, so that could prevent that. But maybe, we'll see.
Oh, yeah. And then my character, Denzel Washington, Training Day. I mean, the guy, he had the man sitting there while he was paying for him to be killed, his partner. Like,
I view that a little bit more evil than feisty. But it's got a form of feisty. But, you know, John, what's your feeling on Denzel as feisty?
Think feisty is the word. I think feisty, like, it's a little too serious what he's doing to have the feisty connotation.
Exactly. We're on the same page. That's a great movie, man. Let's talk to Will in Northeast Philly. Hi, Will.
Voltron, how y'all doing today?
Super well.
Oh, man, the countdown is on, baby. We about to do this thing. Like, I just want to say, like, I just hope that, like, the injury reports and all that, I just hope that don't sidetrack us from doing what we need to do and playing it like all their starters are there. I don't want the little distractions to be like, oh, yeah, he's hurt. He's not playing. Okay, we're gonna really run through these guys.
I'm certain. Stay focused. That will not happen. I'm for a game of this magnitude. That is the last thing I'm worried about.
I agree with you on Will. Don't worry about that.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not worried either, man. Because you know, I'm gonna toot my own horn. I've been saying things about Jalen Hurts since last season. You know, and you know, I never got my props on that, but I told everybody that he was going to improve and he was going to do what he's doing right now, and he's going to continue to do it. He's a smart player, and a lot of people is worried about him running, but he runs and he gets yardage. The thing is, he's going to start, you know, alleviating the hits that he takes. That's the next step he's going to work on next season.
I agree with you. And, yeah, that,
he's
yeah.
already good at that.
But he'll improve. I mean, he should.
Continue.
And a little bit more in the passing game, a little bit more full field reads. You know, it'll be interesting to see if they do run him a little bit less next year by design.
It'll be interesting to see if they ever go with hot routes and sight adjustments because they're still not for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, Jalen, go out there and use your athleticism. We won't adjust the offense the way most offenses do.
Yep, I agree. Will, give me a feisty character.
Oh, man, this character is really feisty. She has her own show. Man, I pity the fool if you got to stand in front of her, Judge Judy.
So she's it's real feisty. Life.
Real person.
Yeah.
The character of a real person, but still real person.
Yeah, real person. I'll tell you, Mr. T was feisty.
I thought he was going to go B.A. Baracus.
No, I thought he was going to go Rocky III.
Either. Oh, Clubber's probably a better answer. Yeah, you're right.
Listen, woman. Hey, woman. Why don't you come down here? I show you what a real man is like.
It wasn't very good. I tried, but, you know.
You should cut that.
And now they're desecrating the Rocky statue, man. But all those teams that desecrate it keep losing. So, you know, it's okay. It's not okay, but the Eagles make it okay. That's what
I'll say. I find it amazing that people still continue to try because it always leads to your downfall.
It has to this point. It has to this point. All right, let's get to, again, 5-year anniversary of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl the first time, Super Bowl 52, 5-year anniversary tomorrow. For anyone that watches the game this weekend, enjoy, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that'll go back and watch, you know, because one, because they're about to play again, and two, because it's the anniversary weekend. Let's listen to two things. First off, how the game ended 5 years ago. As a little tee up, a little reminder. But then also, we had a Times Series call that was just spectacular on the Monday after the Eagles won. Let's listen first to the final play. So good, man. It's so good. It's so cool. It's so memorable. It's right in our soul of just phenomenalness. And so we were obviously curious and really looking forward to the next day when we were going to do our show and all the calls and how we would react and what it would be like walking into the station. And then also hearing the Times Yours calls, because we knew Times Yours was going to be on fire. It was. James got about 5,000 calls, had to narrow it down probably to 10 or 15. But
to this day, the most calls I've ever gotten.
Sure. I mean, how could it not be? But this was, for us, the most memorable of all the calls that came in. A guy named Vaughn in Maryland. He had been calling us that season a lot in Times Yours. And he was really emotional. He probably made this call shortly after the game ended. Here it is.
It's Vaughn from Maryland, man. It's Vaughn from Maryland. I've been calling y'all all year long. All year long. And I kept saying we're going to the Super Bowl. And I kept saying we're going to the Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl. We the one to freak the Super Bowl. We won, man. We are the world champions. We're the world champions, man. I can't stop crying, man. I'm serious. I was walking off. I'm crying, man. Hey, E-A-G-L-E-S.
End of message.
Just awesome. Just awesome, man. Vaughn, wherever you are, buddy, 9 days from now, you're going to see it happen again. You're going to see it happen again in 9 days. Let's talk to Kathy right now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how you doing?
Super, Kathy.
I love your show. You know, my husband and I are going to be married 52 years, and we've been lifelong
wow.
Philadelphia sports fans.
That's so great.
52 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But, you know, kudos to the Eagles. We have an Eagles room set up in our house. We have a Flyers room, and we have a Phillies room. And it's just phenomenal. But what I called for, because I have a person for the question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny.
It's a great answer.
Another Super. Great answer.
It's a great answer. Kathy, stay well. Enjoy watching the Super Bowl with your husband. That's awesome.
Thank you very much, and we will.
Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate that. All right, up
Marissa
ahead.
Marissa Tomei's come up a lot lately.
She has.
Like in the last week.
On our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about it. No doubt. Coming up, time's yours. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
The Birds are in the big game. The Birds, Kansas City, our former coach. Get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app, the only sportsbook I recommend. Bet live during the big game. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Download the app right now. This is the time. Don't miss out. The Birds in KC. Get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. We're 1.5-point favorites over Kansas City and our former head coach. We're minus 121 on the money line. The over-under has risen to 50.5 points. I think these teams will score a lot, and it doesn't have to be that close. I love the Birds in this gigantic game. And remember, new users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Bet live during the big game on the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.